Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we come before your throne of grace. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the prosperity of your land. Lord, we pray for your people, the Jews and the Christians. Open our eyes, Lord. Let us see your will and your purposes, especially in these end times. Lord, help us to understand what's going on. And Lord, as your call of obedience goes out, may your people be obedient to your word. Give us boldness to declare your intentions. And Lord, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Open our eyes to your word this morning and give us boldness to do what is right in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continue with the prophet Zechariah, and this morning we're going to be looking at Jerusalem restored. Jerusalem restored. Zechariah is a prophet who spoke to the first generation of Jews who had returned from the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. The nation of Israel, due to disobedience and wickedness, were scattered and sent into exile. Now, after God's purposes had been completed with the Jews, the call went out to return to Israel and to Jerusalem. But when they returned, they found a deserted, desolate place they once called Jerusalem, and there was no temple. And did you know that less than 50,000 people returned from the captivity? That's what we are told in the book of Ezra. A remnant heard the call of God to go back. And that's the way it seems to be even today. Always a few who desire to please the Lord. Always a few who desire to hear His voice and to obey Him. There always only seems to be a few. It's always been like that. In their cycle of life that we looked at last week, Israel once again went into sin because they crucified their Messiah. And in 70 AD, they were scattered again into all the earth. And there seems to be a replay of the return